Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, this is the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of February 8th, 2021, and I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. The poem I'm going to offer you at the end has to do with stand up and show your soul this week. We have an extraordinary lineup of Aquarius planets. And before I go into explaining the particular cycles and how they can support you in your transformational alchemical journey, I just want to make a note that when we have the new moon in the middle of the week, six planets will be in Aquarius in the sky. We haven't had that many in Aquarius since 1962. Little chat about Aquarius. Now remember, the zodiac signs are the backdrop in which we seem to view the planets moving through the zodiac wheel. And the zodiac signs carry an energetic expression for the archetypal characters that are symbolized by the planets. Aquarius is called a fixed air sign. Fixed means it's rooted, grounded, certain about itself. Air is the element astrologers associate with the mind, with ideas. And with so many planets in Aquarius right now, it is about innovating your mind and really attuning to bigger stories, particularly strong, different ways to look at things, think outside the box. And Aquarius has a tremendous connection to tribe and community and friendships. And it's a sense of you do your thing and I'll do mine, and wanting to have equality and justice for all. Now, all the energies have their wounded side, and the wounded side of Aquarius can be too cold in a heady way, and it can be very caught in its own dogma. My mind's made up, don't confuse me with the facts, as I sometimes say. But mainly to be aware as you move this week, particularly on Thursday when we have the new moon in Aquarius, to be attuning to where you can open your heart more to your radical authenticity, and in so doing, you can do that for others. One of the greatest gifts of the Aquarius energy, archetypally, is the capacity to not marginalize yourself or others, to not other someone, including parts of yourself. If you remember that phrase from the wild 60s, let your freak flag wave or fly. Let your freak flag fly. And it's a sense of you do your thing and I'll do mine, as I said. So as we come into this week of such strong Aquarius, and also as a setup, because next week will be the first exact square between Saturn and Uranus, and really that's the big cycle of all of 2021, which I'll be talking more about. But essentially, this is a week to really prepare for the seed time of the new moon. So let's get into the specific cycles happening. Monday, February 8th, the Sun in Aquarius is conjunct or with Mercury retrograde in Aquarius at 20 degrees. Remember, if you don't understand what the degree measurements mean, don't worry about it. Those who know, you go ahead and put it in your charts and get a deeper sense of what this cycle is about. Now, whenever the Sun comes with Mercury retrograde, we're bringing the archetype of the hero, heroine, illuminator, the Sun, with Mercury, the archetype of the communicator and bridge maker. Mercury is in the midst of a three-week retrograde cycle right now, which means from our perspective on the Earth, that planet appears to be going backwards in its orbit. It's not really, it's just the angle of how we move around the Sun and Mercury moves around the Sun. But symbolically and energetically, three-week Mercury retrograde cycle invites us to re-story, to re-view, to think differently, to tell a different story about your life. And the Sun coming to this point illuminates what is something new that we want. Whenever the Sun connects with Mercury retrograde, it marks the beginning of a new 4-month cycle of Mercury processes. So this is a great time to initiate a project with Mercury energies or themes, communication such as blogging or writing, something to do with your mindset and shifting your mindset, new stories you're telling yourself. So just consider if there's something bubbling up that is roughly about a four-month project, this is a great time to initiate it. You don't have to get it all done now, but you might seed it or make a prayer or an aspiration or begin a process of some project around communication or ideas that you want to begin. But essentially, the Sun and Mercury retrograde is shining a light on how am I doing with that call to have different stories about my Aquarius energy? Am I letting go of those two limiting stories that dismiss my uniqueness and my radicalness? Am I confronting my stories and my mindset and my dogmas that others diminish them, make them disappear because they're not like me? This is a great time to check in on them. And then on Wednesday, February 10th, Mercury retrograde will be square Mars in Taurus at 17 degrees of Aquarius Taurus. Now, Mercury again is the communicator archetype, bridge maker, and as it is going backwards seemingly, there is again this call to think differently about Aquarius energies, freedom, innovation, uniqueness, justice, equality. And Mars is the warrior-warrioress archetype. This is the character in us that advocates, that takes a stand, that gets pissed off. And right now, Mars is moving through Taurus, a very grounded Earth sign. And anything in Taurus, any character in Taurus, especially Mars, is fighting for security and stability and territorialness. Taurus energy wants to be safe and secure. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. Now, Mars and Taurus in the square means Mercury and Mars are about 90 degrees away from each other in the heavens. That means that there's some creative tension between them. So partly what this Mercury retrograde review energy says to Mars is change your mind about what you're fighting, the battles you're fighting. Let go of your fear and your territorialness. It's not helping you and it's not helping the world. You know, there's a lot of intense pain and woundedness right now. A lot of people threatened, perceiving that they're threatened, their rights are threatened, their territories are threatened, their privilege, their status is threatened. And that's true in many ways. But the Mercury square Mars says, instead of going into rigidity and fear-based violence and aggression, which is the wounded side of Mars, could you find another way to define security? Could you find a way to let your Mars energy, your warrior-warrioress, advocate for the rights of a greater whole, a different group of people, or those that are marginalized, or those, again, that you've been othering? So there's this really important opportunity to look at your thoughts about anger and rage and aggression and shift them up, and particularly towards yourself. Can you have the generosity to allow diverse parts of yourself to live in your psyche and not attack them, not try to get them to get in line and follow rules so that your ego will feel secure? So that energy's there. And then Thursday on February 11th is quite a day. Starts with Venus is conjunct Jupiter at 12 degrees of Aquarius. Conjunct means the two planets look like they're together in the heavens. Venus, the lover archetype, the relational one. Wherever Venus is at play in a cycle, it's about opening our hearts and being connected to what we deeply love and value and recognize the importance of relationships of all kinds, not just with people. Now, Venus is an Aquarius, so the relational energy is going to be not quite status quo. It's not the white picket fence idea of how we are partnering with others. Venus in Aquarius is saying, you love uniquely and differently, and you don't have to stay in the box, and you don't have to follow the rules, okay? And particularly when Venus is with Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet, the archetype of the expanded one, the teacher, the guide, but opens us up. And wherever Jupiter is, there's often excess. So Venus conjunct Jupiter is a phenomenal cycle that is really about opening your heart and expanding your sense of value, what's important to you, and relating. And they're in Aquarius. So the sense of really beginning a cycle of investing in what you deeply love and value, particularly if it's different and unique. And what is the wisdom you carry, Jupiter, about how to be different and how to be more accepting of others who are different than you? It's just a beautiful way to stand up and show your soul, show your beautiful, loving energy. And this is part of what's going on. This day is then the new moon on February 11th at 23 degrees of Aquarius at 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The new moon, again, has six planets in Aquarius. The sun and moon are together in a new moon, which seeds a new monthly cycle of growth. And so here comes the solar hero heroine with the lunar instinctive nurturer archetype saying, bring the yin and yang together. Bring the light and dark together. Bring the conscious and the unconscious together in a new cycle of growth with Aquarius, with innovation, with freedom, with uniqueness, with egalitarianism. And by the way, the sun and moon are companioned by Venus, the lover, the relational one, Jupiter, the wisdom keeper, the expanded one, and Mercury, the storyteller, the bridge maker, the communicator. Wow! Okay, and also coming along in the caboose is Saturn, also the structure maker, who wants us to be responsible and attentive to ethics. So, taking a breath, what does this mean? Well, Jupiter and Saturn came together for the first time in 20 years on winter solstice of 2020 at 0 degrees of Aquarius. This is the first new moon since that happened, and we have a huge lineup of Aquarius planets. So pay real close attention this week in your heart and in your life, because this is really a preview of you journeying into the next 20 years of your life. And by the way, the Jupiter-Saturn cycle also marked a new 200-year cycle. If you want more information, you can go to my YouTube channel and listen to my webinar I did on Jupiter and Saturn. That YouTube channel is called Transformation Journey Roadmap. I'll mention it again at the end of this podcast. But the bottom line, back to the new moon, it's like a huge dose of Aquarius energy. And how do you want to begin anew? And how do you want to shine your own uniqueness? And how do you want to lean into community and tribe and really give your love, Venus, your wisdom, Jupiter, your mind and your thoughts, Mercury, and your showing up and being an adult, Saturn? How do you want to give this to some innovative social justice activism, or changing paradigms, or helping the culture grow and evolve, helping yourself grow and evolve? That's all there. Okay. And this sort of love fest continues, because on Friday, February 12th, the very late night of the Pacific Standard Time, we have Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus at 14 degrees of Aquarius. And then Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, we have Mercury retrograde conjunct Jupiter at 13 degrees of Aquarius. This is called a triple conjunction when we have three planets together so close: Mercury, Venus, Jupiter. And again, Mercury's retrograde, so it's a new story. It's a new story about what we love and how we love, Venus, including ourselves, and not just humans, the world, the animals, the spirits. And Jupiter, how do we expand our mind, Mercury, Jupiter? How do we grow our stories, Mercury, Jupiter, to really innovate and be in a different vibration, a different way of growing and learning? So that's all here. Whew, remember to stay in your body, because Aquarius is a very can be a very heady sign and all very expanded, but sometimes it gets way out in the cosmos. So remember to have your feet on the ground, keep yourself in your body, and let this innovative energy be with you. So the poem, it's actually a little saying I want to give to you to honor all this brilliant new moon energy and the power of Jupiter and Venus and expanding your love, is a beautiful poem quote from Clarissa Pinkola Estes called "You Were Made for This." She says, "One of the most calming and powerful actions you can do to intervene in a stormy world is to stand up and show your soul. Soul on deck shines like gold in dark times. The light of the soul throws sparks, can send up flares, builds signal fires, causes proper matters to catch fire. To display the lantern of soul in shadowy times like these, to be fierce and to show mercy towards others, both are acts of immense bravery and greatest necessity. Struggling souls catch light from other souls who are fully lit and willing to show it." So may you know, in this strong week of the new moon in Aquarius, so many planets, you were made for these times, and the uniqueness of your soul is the great gift that you can shine to the world without any burden of having to do anything. Being, having the courage to be who you are and to shine the light of your soul is an incredible act of immense bravery and greatest necessity in these times. So I encourage you, dear ones, to do just that. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I want to remind you about a couple upcoming opportunities. I'm co-guiding 2 one-day programs, online programs, at the end of this month. On February 20th, Essential Soulcraft Practices, a one-day event online. And on Sunday, February 21st, Process Work Practices. Process Work and Soulcraft are both extraordinary inner work and outer work journeys and practices that help you deepen into your soul and open your consciousness to multi-world awarenesses. You can sign up or get more information on either of these programs at the Astrology Alchemy website. If you go to the resources pages, you'll see links to both of those one-day programs. And also, don't forget to view the videos I offer on my YouTube channel, Transformation Journey Roadmap. Go to YouTube, Transformation Journey Roadmap. I've got all kinds of supportive transformational inner work journeys and ideas in my videos on that channel. And thanks so much, all of you who have donated for this podcast. I deeply appreciate that. And I welcome you to go to the Astrology Alchemy webpage and donate. It's on the homepage. Any amount is welcome. And if it's not money you can offer me, thanks for your prayers and your good thoughts and your energy and enthusiasm and passing this on to other people who might be served by it. Deep love to you all. May you feel the power of this Aquarius times. May you deeply believe in your radical authenticity and have the courage to show up just the way you are for this precious world we're in now and these immense challenging times where we are deeply shifting the paradigms of 2 small ways of being so that our souls can shine on deck. Bless your alchemical journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.